Hi, it's me. And yeah, the original plan was that I was sitting on my treadmill and answering questionnaire questions to pass the time, but yeah, that isn't going to happen because I can hardly breathe on the treadmill, so yeah, that's not happening. So I wanted to answer the questionnaire now after.
Is this on?
Yes, this is on. After the workout. So that's where I'm at now. I'm just sitting down, settling in, and looking at the questions, and I decided to answer the questionnaire from a few months back, and it's the questionnaire for the bibliophiles from Script Dr. Nick. Yeah, it's 8 months ago, but how do you say? I don't know. Written word is patient, so that goes in with the theme of books a bit. And so question one is, what book did you absolutely love from start to finish that still leaves you hard-pressed to explain at all? Whether in synopsis or even essay form. I mean, there was parts of it I didn't like, but that's pretty much Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Anton Heinlein, which I couldn't start to summarize because it goes all over the place. It starts as a regular science fiction novel with a regular science fiction idea and goes into esoteric tangents at the end. Yeah, but that was pretty good and I still like it, even though there's parts of it that very, very much in the mindset of the 60s and you wouldn't write it that way today. Okay, second question. What is your go-to brain candy when you need the lightest of light reads? This can be a whole genre, a particular series, or one gloriously undemanding yet enthralling story. Yeah, that's another difficult question because that's pretty much my soul food for the eyes, if I may phrase it that way, is the entire oeuvre, I think you say, of Philip K. Dick, because it's kind of most of his early books are kind of written in that pulpy 50s science fiction style. But they go somewhat deeper into the fabric of reality and I don't know, I can totally relax while reading paranoid fiction of someone who thought that our world is a simulation. Okay, what trashy pulpy brain candy book ended up impressing you as being far better than a trashy pulpy brain candy book ought to be? Nothing comes to mind, really. Maybe there's a book, I don't know by whom, but I will Google it. Jane Carver of War by Nathan Long, which is kind of a gender-bent John Carter of Mars, but it's so much better than it has any right to be. It's a pretty good book in its own right, even if it wasn't kind of a parody. That's pretty good. Okay. What book did you start reading just because of the cover art but ended up thoroughly enjoying so many books? So many books. Our supermarkets do this thing where there's books with slight irregularities or damages that can't be sold whole price, and they put it on the supermarket stands for $3 or something like that. And I pretty much my whole room is full of those. And I used to look at the cover, and if the cover looked interesting, I bought the book, and 70% of the time the books were good. Which author of whom you recently discovered just keeps on delivering, and why? That would be C.J. Cherry. I had for the longest time, it was one of those reduced price books I bought, her, what's it called? her Satine novel in the house, and never read it. And last year or so, I started reading it, and it's genius. It's basically, imagine Isaac Asimov's robot books, but with clones. So there's this fraction of people settling on planets that kind of has their whole economy built upon clones. And they're using clones like robots. And they're, of course, demonized by the Earth people who still are kind of modeled after the US, I guess, and the clone people are more like modeled after back then how they thought the USSR and collectivism was working. And but in Citeen, they give us a first-person look at those people. Those aren't the animus anymore, but they are where the story takes place, and that's pretty interesting. And they have the book has some weird ideas about learning through audio tapes, funnily enough. So they get the clones, and the clones are more or less empty. And to get the clones into the right mindset and to get them working, they play them hypnotic audio tapes. And that's a pretty interesting idea, I guess. It's a pretty 80s idea, but still. And those were pretty good. And I read other books of hers after that that didn't take place in the Union where the clone people live, and they were good too. What undisputed classic of any genre do you absolutely loathe, and why? I don't know if I loathe any book. Maybe no, not even Twilight. I'm sorry, Twilight. Yeah, it has to be Twilight. It's fine for people who like it. I don't want to diss people who like it. I can maybe understand the appeal. But back then I saw the movie and thought the movie was bad. And I talked with a girlfriend of mine about it. And she said, the books are better. And yeah, and I read the books and nothing is happening in those books. So, yeah, I wasn't convinced that the books are better. Actually, they did a pretty good job in the movie, I have to say, after I read the book. But okay. Jesus, what undisputed classic do you like but think would be far better if the author did X, Y, and Z instead? I can't think of anything. I'm sorry. Maybe I come back again to that question later. Maybe the other questions will bring something up that fits that description. What book were you totally turned off as a kid, younger version of you, but you'd like to revisit now and see how X number of years might have changed your mindset when sitting down to read it again? There's two books that come to mind, Lord of the Rings and Dune. Both were always classics. I remember them as classics, but I started to read both, not at the same time, but at different times in my childhood, and I couldn't get through it. The exposition was so thick late on in the first few pages that I didn't make it past them, and maybe now that I'm mature I could try again. What book first introduced you to any kind of kink, or more specifically, what book first introduced you to a certain kink that's made you go ever since? I mean, there were erotic books in my past, but don't press me for titles, really. I don't remember. They were always kind of pulpy, kind of generic titled books, probably written in a factory. So I don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay. Next question is question 10. What's the last book you read that you'd recommend to anyone and everyone? Again, Citeen. Read it. It's good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I guess that's it. And I still can't think of an undisputed classic I would have written better. So I'm sorry about that. But that was my answers to this questionnaire for the Bibliophiles. I hope you pick up Citeen and read it. Goodbye.